Hello, this is Ken Ferry with this week's Boots in the Field Report. This past week we had our virtual Winter College. It was a great day and we had a lot of good questions. There's a great amount of interest in Matt's soybean section, especially as it concerns early planted soybeans. Early planting beans has kind of become the norm here in Illinois. From 2015 to 2019, farmers planted on average 4% of their beans in April. In 2021, it was 40%. One question from a grower in Maryland was, what soil temperature should they start planting early beans? Well, the obvious answer would be when it's warm enough to get them to germinate, so somewhere over 50 degrees, soil temperatures that is, and get them out of the ground quickly. The quicker they get out of the ground, the less insect and disease issues, and the more uniform the stand. Especially where growers are dealing with sudden death in the soybeans. The longer the bean spends in the ground, the more likely it's going to be infected. Well, that's the obvious answer. But when it comes to early planted soybeans, we must throw the obvious out the window. The goal is to get the bean to the unifoliate stage quick enough to pressure the bean to start flowering early before the solstice. Once the unifoliate leaf expands out, those two leaves, which depending on GDUs could take anywhere from 9 to 21 days after emergence, they will start to sense the nighttime-daytime length. If the nighttime length or the critical photo period is short enough, it'll trigger flower induction. This could happen 2 to 4 weeks before you actually see the flowers. Flower evocation, or R1, when you actually see the first flower, will happen after flower induction, and it's going to be dependent on the maturity group and the GDUs that you accumulate. The critical photo period changes by maturity group. For a group 4 bean here at Hayworth, Illinois, it would reach its critical photo period before May 11th and again after July 30th. If the bean is at least at the unifoliate stage before May 11th, it would trigger flower induction, in essence kicking off the plant into high gear to produce flowers. By getting it to flower early, we lengthen our reproductive stages, add nodes, and hopefully more beans. If from emergence to unifoliate stage, it takes 9 to 24 days, and from planting to emergence, it takes 90 GDUs, usually 6 to 15 days, if we take the average of those two time frames, from planting to emergence and emergence to unifoliate, we're going to have about 27 days. That would mean we would have to plant a group 4 bean before or by April 15th to trigger induction or to get it to go into high gear. We would have to plant a group 3 bean before or by April 27th. And if we were going to plant a group 2 bean, it would have to be by or before May 14th. While induction is triggered by night length, everything else is regulated by GDUs, or growing degree days. Here at Hayworth this year, the growing degree days from April 15th to April 27th were almost non-existent. So a group 4 bean planted April 15th may not reach unifoliate stage in time to trigger induction, while a group 3 could have. Now in early April, April 2nd through the 9th, we had temperatures in the 80s and 70s, which was enough to get our group 4 beans to the unifoliate stage before May 11th. But they had to been planted April 2nd through the 4th. Back to the original question. What soil temperature should you start planting beans at in Maryland? In a perfect world, you could lay in the weeds and wait, watching soil temperatures and the future forecast. When soil temperatures got to 50 degrees and the forecast had some heat in it, you could pull the trigger and plant. This would shorten that time from emergence to unifoliate stage shortening on average from 27 days down to 20. This would allow you to plan a Group 4 bean at Hayworth, for instance, on April 22nd instead of April 15th. By waiting for warmer conditions, you could eliminate some stand establishment issues. The problem with this plan is that it allows for no room for a rainout or a breakdown. Not to mention, the corn planting should be going on when soil temperatures are above that 50 degrees. My recommendation for early planted beans is focus more on planting conditions. On those early April days when the soil moisture is fit for planting, but the temperatures are not high enough to plant corn, this is the window I would plant the beans in, knowing they could be in the ground a couple weeks. They're going to need to be protected with seed treatments, especially if you farm in SDS country. When both soil conditions and temperatures are conducive for good corn emergence, you need to be switching to corn or start planting them both. Another question we got at the virtual college, and it came from growers from Ontario to Southern Illinois, is what maturity would you plant when you're going to plant early? Well, early for Southern Illinois would probably be late March, early April. In Ontario, early is probably going to be late April. The concept, though, is the same, only the bean maturity changes. Here at Hayworth, we plant early 4s to late group 2s. We need to plant our group 4s first and finish with our late group 2s when we're planting early. Planting our group 4s to our mid-group 3s by April 14th, our group 3s by April 27th, and our late 2s by May 6th. This pattern would hold whether in Southern Illinois or Ontario. A late bean being maybe a mid to late group 4 for Southern Illinois, and in Ontario, a late bean could be, you know, a 1-5 or 1-2. There's no guarantee just because you plant early that you'll get enough GDUs to get you to the unifoliate stage before the critical photo period. It's good to mix things up by planting multiple variety ranges so you don't have the crop caught at the same growth stage in case weather stress shows up. And it helps to break up your harvest a little bit. Once we go beyond the optimum planting date, we switch it up and we plant our early beans first and our later beans last. A bean's an amazing plant. You know, we can throw frost, snow, and rain at it, and we'll knock the stand around some, but population doesn't play a big factor in yield. Just make sure you can handle the weeds. Your first shot at early beans should be behind the barn, or at least away from the road, until you get to the point where you can take the training wheels off. Then you can let her rip. As everyone gears up for next year's crop, which could be the biggest of your career, we here at Crop Tech would like to wish you a safe, healthy, and prosperous new year. We'd like to thank everyone for making 2021 an outstanding year for us here at Crop Tech. We thank all of you who follow the Boots in the Field podcast, and a big thank you to all of you that have been to our in-person events here at Crop Tech, as well as our virtual and in-person grower meetings around the country. We want to wish a special thank you to all the new customers who joined us this year, allowing our company to continue to grow. And an extra special thank you to the loyal customers who have been with us throughout the years. As I take time to ponder our customer base and how it has changed over time, I realize we're not only working with many second-generation farmers, in more and more cases, we're now dealing with the third generation as well. I suppose that says something about the fact that I'm getting older. But it is neat to be able to relate to some of these beginning farmers about adventures I've had working with their grandfathers. We here at Crop Tech are looking forward to working hard to earning everyone's loyalty in 2022.